Yesterday, the board of the public broadcaster, the South African Broadcasting Corporation, presented its corporate plan for the 2023-2024 financial year to Parliament. They were supposed to have done it in May, but because they were only appointed in April, they've taken time to develop, to finalise and to submit the corporate plan to the Minister of Communications, who then tabled it to Parliament yesterday. Joining me on the line first is Uyanda Siyothula. Uyanda is a coordinator of the Support Public Broadcasting Coalition. Joins me on the line now. Uyanda, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
The corporate plan presented by the board of the SABC yesterday, what do you make of it?
I think the one disappointing thing about the corporate plan is that it's outdated. As you mentioned, that it was supposed to be presented in May, and I think that really shows in the disparity between the figures, because we then realized that the figures that they're presenting actually do not reflect the current loss of 464 million that the SABC has lost in the second quarter. So I think I think it really did not paint the dire picture of the SABC as it is, and it definitely then does not reflect the true strategies and mitigation plans that need to be undertaken.
I mean, the additional sort of debt owed to Sentech, which stands at about 745 million rand, is one of the concerns that were raised by the committee, I suppose, yesterday. Because how is the SABC going to be able to finance that or service that debt?
Yeah, that's quite a big concern. And we know that the battle between the SABC and these really high fees that they pay to Sentech is an ongoing issue, and to this date, it still has not been solved. And obviously, because the SABC is losing money, in the previous, in the previous financial year, it lost about 1 billion rand. Now it's already lost almost 500 million, and it's definitely not going to afford to pay the 745 million that's owed to Sentech. And we heard the minister yesterday saying that if Sentech is not paid this money, that also jeopardizes its own sustainability. And I think really this is an issue that needs, government intervention. It needs, a board, and a discussion between two organizations, and government needs to be involved to ensure that, none of these entities actually suffer. But I think it's also important to mention that we know that the SABC is a public broadcaster, and we know that millions of people rely on the SABC for news and information, and that needs to be taken into consideration. We cannot have the SABC really suffer financially because, it has got to pay transmission fees and signal fees to Sentech. Government really needs to come through for the SABC because, people of South Africa rely on the SABC. So, these really high fees, there needs to be an intervention.
The finance minister making it very clear that any bailing of state-owned enterprises will come with very strict conditions. What do you make of the, I suppose, primary reliance of this corporate plan of the SABC on over-the-top platforms, on SABC Plus? Are these new digital platforms really the way forward that will help save the SABC?
I don't think so. Yes, it is good for the SABC to start monetizing that platform, but as things stand, there's a lot of competition already in that particular sector, and the SABC does not have the skill nor, the money that other, players, have. I mean, look at Netflix, for instance, it's well established. And it's going to be very difficult for the SABC to actually start making money off it. I know that currently they mentioned that they've got about 700 viewers, but, because they're going to be relying only on advertising revenue, there's no subscription fee, they're not going to make as much money as they would, if they were to add a subscription fee. And obviously they cannot do that because they're free-to-air, service. I don't think it should be a reliable, method. Perhaps in the coming years, they could find ways of monetizing it. But I also think that because of that, there needs to be, various other strategies that are implemented. And I think also this is where then the SABC bill fails the SABC, because the corporate plan, if the SABC bill was really effective if it was proposing, you know, new funding methods, then, you know, the SABC would have a way of, you know, seeing light in a couple of years when, you know, that particular new funding model starts being effective. But we know that the SABC bill fails to propose a funding model. Instead, it subjects the SABC to the current television license fee that actually does not work. And I think really, the government is failing the SABC here.
All right, Uyanda, we will leave it there with you. Thank you very much. Uyanda Siyotula, coordinator of the Support Public Broadcasting Coalition. Joining me via Zoom now is William Bird, director of Media Monitoring Africa. And William, I suppose to pick up on Uyanda's point that the public broadcaster is still the primary source of information for the majority of South Africans. And in a year where we are building up to the next general and provincial elections, we cannot underscore enough the importance of having a public broadcaster that delivers on its mandate, can we?
No, we can't. Good morning. I mean, it's public broadcasting is of fundamental to democratic states. If we accept that we want a public broadcaster, it's by definition a public broadcaster. It means you have to find the resources and the means to sustainably support it and ensure that it can survive in a completely, radically new environment. Unfortunately, government has failed at every single turn. Firstly, they cut off the analog signal, so SABC lost 40% of its audience. How on earth do you think they're going to continue to keep advertisers when you cut off 40% of your audience? Then they went and they didn't appoint a board for 7 months. Of course, the SABC is in a fantastically huge financial crisis, thinking that some kind of strategic plan is going to get them out of that when fundamentally, its very structure is something that hasn't been shifted for the last 20 years. Its funding model hasn't been shifted for over 20 years. Is just asking for a problem, and then you get the government coming out with an SABC bill that is 20 years out of date, except for the fact that it mentions digital once or twice. It's an embarrassment, and it's despicable, and it's disgraceful that actually Parliament was being misled actively by the department on the impact of this particular bill. And you have to say, well, how is it and why is it that they've decided to introduce this bill now, when in fact what they should be doing is saying, we acknowledge that there's a deep and financial crisis, that this is a structural issue, that we have to provide, if not a bailout for the SABC, some kind of loan guarantee for the SABC so that they can start to at least make sure that they can continue to operate successfully and start to make some of the key structural changes they need to make. And then they need to be saying, how are we going to fund and sustain the SABC in the future? If they aren't going to be saying, we're going to provide this from public resources, which government says they don't have any money, then they have to say, well, what are the alternatives in terms of revenue generation? Because this current model where they relied on the SABC and its size to simply go and draw the biggest advertising pool is simply failing. You know, it's why so many of our media in South Africa are really struggling at the moment. It's not like this is a great scenario for any of our media. For then the SABC to then be actively competing when it should be focusing on its public service mandate is again an abject failure by government. So, you know, when you want to look and see, well, what's going on here, yes, SABC needs to shoulder some of this, some of the blame here, but clearly and actively, this is an entirely government-engineered problem.
So whether it be a bailout or loan guarantees, as you suggest, surely there will have to be some conditions attached to that, right?
Well, of course there are. You know, the last time there were all sorts of conditions and guarantees attached to it, and I guess in this instance, what you want to make sure that happens is that the public are aware of what those the conditions are. They can't go and do that kind of thing in the dark. What you'll see this bill does, and this is what is deeply disturbing about this, is that there seems to be some kind of a clawback by government of trying to regain some level of control over the SABC because it has an independent board, because it can operate as a public broadcaster and not a state broadcaster. There's some within government who clearly think that this is a real problem, and that they seem to be hell-bent on, you know, trying to push through laws that would actively undermine and destabilize it and fatally remove its independence.
William, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this morning. William Bird is a director of Media Monitoring Africa, reflecting, of course, on the state of our public broadcaster, the South African Broadcasting Corporation, their board presenting their corporate plan for the 2023-2024 financial year to Parliament yesterday. Earlier, we spoke to Uyanda Siotula. Uyanda is a coordinator of the Support Public Broadcasting Coalition.